Good morning. Today I want to talk about wind, which is kind of odd, but we'll figure that out why later. How do we know that wind exists? What's one way that we can tell? Your hair is messed up by the end of the day. Why? Can you see it move in your hair? Yeah. Can we hear wind? Yeah. Can we see wind? No. But can we see wind moving things? We can. Another way that we can know that wind exists is we can feel it. Go like this. Can you feel that on your hand? That's like wind. You can feel wind. So today, many churches are celebrating a special day called Pentecost. And on this day, it's when God sent his Holy Spirit to the church. The Bible tells us that the apostles were all gathered together, and suddenly there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And then it says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is like the wind. We can't see him, but we know he's there, and just like we know that the wind is there. So we know that the Holy Spirit is there because we can hear him. We can see him move through other people when other people are doing God's will and listening to what he says for us to do. We can also know that he's there because we can feel his presence around us. The Bible says if we love one another, God lives in us. So even though we can't see the Holy Spirit, we know he's there because we can feel his presence in our life.